Welcome to the Good Company Podcast for Tuesday, May 3rd, and we talk about unique wedding locations, a lost wedding ring found, and the superpowers of the introvert. All of this on this episode of Good Company, and you can always tune in live Monday through Friday from 5 till 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, streaming at joyradio.ca. You're listening to Good Company, bring you the best in Christian music and talk. I'm Holly Taylor. Yesterday, my husband and I celebrated our 14th wedding anniversary. And whenever we share the story about how we got married, people think it's kind of neat. I mean, I think it's neat. I wanted a destination wedding. And so we actually eloped. We went to Malta. Which, when we got there, we found out that it was a pretty popular wedding destination for those who were in the UK. But for us, it was so new, so novel. It is actually the place where Paul was shipwrecked. And my husband loves that story in the Bible. And I didn't want to go to Mexico or to a Caribbean island. I wanted to go someplace different and unique. And so I was all on board for a trip to Malta. It was beautiful. The food was good. We just had an incredible time. It would have been nice to have some family, but to put that financial burden on my mom and my husband's parents, we just didn't want to do that. We wanted them to support us for our entire marriage, not just for a wedding day. So we saved them the couple bucks. We had parties, as in like two different receptions, one in Edmonton, one in Toronto. And that's where the money ended up getting spent. But it was a lot of fun just celebrating our big special day with our friends and family after the event. But it was still really cool to get married in Malta. It was so gorgeous. Oh my goodness. If you're looking for a place to check out, I would say Malta. I should mention, this is not a paid sponsorship by the Maltese Tourism. I don't even know if that's what it's called there, but we just had such a great time. And I actually just heard a story about another couple who made, I want to say waves, but not really, because they were in an airplane when they got married. So I just love these stories about people getting married in unique places. They were supposed to be going to destination A, but then because of storms and all of that, instead of going to Las Vegas, they end up having to get married on a plane. They just thought, why not? Let's just do it. Let's get married in a plane. Let's not wait till we get to Las Vegas. This weather is just slowing down the process. So the crews on that air flight got treated to a special wedding ceremony thanks to someone on board who happened to be registered to do weddings. Spontaneous, fun, love it. So they got married at 37,000 feet above ground. That's kind of a cool wedding story. So Malta, in a plane. Do you know any interesting wedding stories? Maybe you got married in a unique place. We'd love to hear your stories at 905-338-1250 as we talk unique places to get married. I'm Holly Taylor. Coming up yet still, you haven't missed it if you're waiting for Kirk Says. It's coming up before 6. We have a pair of tickets for you to see Kirk Franklin and Maverick City Music live in concert June 14th. Going to be at the Budweiser stage. It's going to be an incredible night of praise and worship music. I mean, I don't know if you've seen some of the videos of Maverick City Music, but I just love how there's such a big group of them. And they are all their hearts open, mouths singing, just worshiping God. It is so moving. So I'm so excited. I can't wait for maybe you to win some tickets. If not today, you've got all week, two chances each and every day on The Drive with James and then with me on Good Company. So when you hear Kirk Says and then what he says, call 905-338-1250 and you could be our next winner. So get ready for it. That's still to come. I'm Holly Taylor. We're talking about unique places and ways to get married because, hey, why not? We're getting very, very close to wedding season. In fact, this weekend alone, there was about 4 happy anniversary posts on my Facebook page. I have a lot of friends. I didn't realize I got married the beginning of May. So there we go. That's kind of the start of wedding season. June, of course, a lot of weddings. July, a lot of weddings. My little baby cousin got married. 2020 was the year in August. Pandemic wedding. I felt for her, oh my goodness, the sheer volume of changes between the number of guests that they could have. Could it be indoors or had it be outdoors? They had an incredible balcony wedding at the Fairmont. It was just gorgeous. So they made the best of a very tough situation, but created a very unique wedding for them. It wasn't just done in a church, which, you know, previously that was just what we did. I think the pandemic kind of forced us to get creative with weddings. And hopefully the weather cooperated. In some cases it did, in some it didn't. But this one, it definitely did. Got a message here from Kate. She said that her and her husband got married 4 years ago at their cottage on the pier. It is their favorite place to be. So they thought, why not get married here? And so they invited everybody up. Very small, intimate wedding. Kate, I love it. I can only imagine the pictures of you right there on the pier, the lake right there, the incredible scenery of the Muskokas. I can imagine it now. It's quite the picturesque wedding. So anyway, if you've got pictures handy, you can always text them to me, 905-338-1250. I got another one here, and this was in their backyard. Luke says he thought, why not? We've got a big backyard. And it was, again, another intimate wedding. Just a few friends, their family, them, beautiful flower arches. Okay, I'm making up that last part. He didn't say that, but I'm just imagining. So we've got backyard weddings. We've got a wedding at the cottage. We've got destination weddings. A couple of you have said you've had friends get married in places like Jamaica and Mexico. So, you know, it's just fun to kick off a whole chapter of your life in a unique way. Yes, it's still awesome to have weddings in chapels and in churches, but then it's also nice to have a few at different locations. So we're mixing things up. If you've got a story about a unique wedding, let me know. 905-338-1250. You can also catch us across the airwaves on Joy Radio in the Greater Toronto Area or on demand using the My Joy Radio app for Google and Apple devices. So pretty much wherever you are, you can listen to Joy Radio. I'm Holly Taylor. We're talking about weddings and unique places to get married. How about a unique place to find a lost wedding ring? Well, this is the story that I have for you. Anne is her name. She is 90 years young, and she was out in the garden getting ready for the spring, doing some cleanup under an apple tree, when she found something that was hard, and it kind of looked like a ring, but it was sort of bent. 22 years ago, while she and her husband were working in the garden, he lost his wedding band. Now, he has since passed, and it turned out that this ring that she found was that very ring. At first, she didn't even recognize it because it was bent and dirty. And she thought, well, what is this? When she cleaned it off, there it was. She was so excited to find that ring. And she knew her husband would have been as surprised as she was. And so she has since gotten it fixed up and repaired. And she is now going to wear it as part of a necklace to keep him close to her heart. So kind of a wonderful find for her. Doing her thing, doing some gardening, and a wonderful memory of her and her husband in the garden. I'm Holly Taylor. Big congratulations to our Kirk Says winner. If you did not win today, don't worry. We will be giving it away again tomorrow morning. That's your next chance. On the Drive with James Curtis. And then again on Good Company tomorrow. So overall, you still have 6 more chances to win a pair of tickets to Kingdom Tour happening June 14th. So not all hope is lost. Still chances to win. Don't forget today, new episode of Grow on the Go. Check it out. It's one of our incredible podcasts that we have as part of the Faith Strong Today family. It's Donna Carter, but instead of her daughter, Kevin, being with her, it is her other daughter, Kendall, talking about Mother's Day, as Kendall recently had a little baby and they've been through some ups and downs. So all of that on today's episode of Grow on the Go. Don't miss it. I'm Holly Taylor, and my daughter is a textbook introvert. She is just the gentlest, spirited individual. Like, she's just so lovely. Of course, now I just sound like a parent who's super proud of her daughter, and yeah, I am. But it's interesting going through the educational system when your child is an introvert versus an extrovert. Because my youngest, textbook extrovert. She walks into the room, and she's like, hello, I'm here! I don't know where she gets that from. Anyway, so introverts, often in school, they get referred to as being shy. However, if they're not afraid, are they really shy or are they just taking things in? This is a question that I've mulled over a lot. I used to just tell people, oh, she's not shy, she just doesn't want to talk to you. Because I got so tired of people being like, oh, she's shy. Ooh. And then they like kind of pander. And I'm like, no, she's fine. She's smart. She's intellectual. Just let her take in the space, take in the personalities, and let her get ready. You're too much for me, and I'm an extrovert. Don't try to go overboard. Just let her be her introverted self. And so if you're an introvert, here are some things that are your superpowers that you can just be like, yes, that's me. You're a great listener. You're creative. You are empathetic leaders. Some of the most incredible leaders in the world, introverts. Supportive partners, in touch with your true self, good at solo adventures, and you are loyal friends. So introverts, sometimes overlooked because they're quiet, hold some incredible superpowers to keep relationships strong. So I just want to celebrate the introvert today. It's not National Day of Introverts or anything like that. I just think it's important to celebrate everybody, introverted, extroverted, and just seems like in this world, it's a little extroverted heavy, which makes sense. I mean, we're kind of the loud ones, aren't we? Hello, I'm here. Okay, guys, have an incredible rest of your Tuesday. We'll see you again tomorrow right here on Good Company.